You know that feeling when your day finally slows down and you just want to relax, unplug, and feel good? That's where Mood.com comes in. They're changing the game, delivering legal THC products right to your door, no shady dealers, and absolutely no medical card required, just good vibes and better sleep, shipped straight from their farm to your couch. From delicious THC gummies, smooth vape pens, to premium THC flower, Mood has it all. And everything's federally legal under the 2018 Farm Bill. Yeah, this isn't some loophole. It's the real deal. Head to Mood.com and use code FIRST20 for 20% off your first order. That's MOOD.com. Find your mood.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and today, I'm eating Raising Cane's. I want a solid bench of four chicken fingers, crinkle-cut fries with Texas toast. Now back to you, Todd.
So the usual.
Make Raising Cane's part of your game day lineup.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America. Here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so Bill, I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Wednesday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorens with you in studio. Bill Bush from afar in the piano room. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member
FDIC.
Location South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane. Also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on today in Creighton, Bill?
Shin Daddy's off today and tomorrow.
Okay.
He's done the prep on the first 2 days on Masquerade Monday on preparation with the workshop. The workshop is still open. He looped yesterday with how to be a proper Halloween trick-or-treater and how to be respectful. And then these 2 days right there, it's just he's not off. He's just doing the shop extension because he's the big promotion, obviously, is that you help your child or anyone that you're helping with is to make your own costume. Mm. We're not trying to purchase one at Walmart. Nothing against Walmart. Just I want you to come up with your own idea. So the workshop is open, but he's delved so deep into that. So there's been no changes for today and tomorrow. And then obviously Friday, Halloween will be a new changeup.
Okay, Shindy. And all the while he's getting ready for his picks on Friday.
Yes.
Yes,
Steve Sterling.
Picks.
He's had a great year, by the way, so far. Yeah. Had a great year picking games.
He's doing well. If you're betting with him, life is still good. There's been a few ups and downs, but it's pretty. You know what's crazy? When I hear people, I'll hear other shows sometimes, and they'll start talking about their picks, and it's remarkable when you just win what people pick. And when you're listening to that, okay, you're winning. And they're like 25 and 25. I mean. Picking people that do this stuff just randomly like us, it's really hard. But Shin Daddy's above everyone. He studies it. He has spreadsheets, you know, just like the spreadsheet that the Breaker's doing to be able to monitor our Big Ten rankings.
Yes.
Scares me.
Frankly. That's what Shin Daddy's doing behind the scenes.
He's doing spreadsheets, and he has done well picking this year. And that's not you picking. You want to make that
clear. That's Shin
Daddy. Yeah.
Daddy has them all like that. He gets a hold of me usually about 4 a.m. I get a text on Fridays.
I've got my picks.
And you don't help him at all.
No, that's not my deal. Sometimes I'll question him.
Yeah. Are you sure? Yes. Are you sure? Yeah, I'm sure.
It's not my deal.
Yes. No.
It's not his deal.
Well, thanks to Shindaddy and Midwest Bank for sponsoring Hour 2, as always. 464-5685, call or text the show. We got to John Butler in the first hour. Dana Holgorsen also was at the podium for Nebraska yesterday. You were in the room, Sip. He went first. He was there.
Yeah. I thought, okay, I think you could go right off the bat on what he said about the weather. The weather? You don't have that?
No.
Okay, go to Pritchett.
Yeah, I got that.
He had a pretty good update. We haven't heard much about Elijah Pritchett. Remember, Elijah Pritchett did not start the first four games. This is the highly paid transfer from Alabama. Now, he has started the last four games, and I would say is starting to play pretty well.
He's doing everything better. He's doing everything better. You know, it's an adjustment for him with how our culture is here on the O-line and what the culture is in general. Proud of him. He's a good kid. He works hard. Means a lot to him. You know, he wasn't playing a lot earlier, and that bothered him. And so he started doing things right, started doing things better, and just keeps getting better every week.
Everybody points to, with him, the targeting against Minnesota, but that was a negative play. But you haven't heard his name otherwise at the time. You know, Nebraska's given up a lot of, you know, several sacks. Last week, just one. But how many are on his side is the question I would ask.
Not a lot. I mean, I think he's
he's done better. He's not perfect, but he's better.
Right. I'd say he's starting to play pretty well. And, I mean, you know that in part because you don't hear his name much, which is usually a good sign for an offensive line, right? Am I wrong?
100%.
Okay. What can the environment do? Do you have that?
I do. One second.
What can the environment of Memorial Stadium do?
Got it.
We try to do that every week.
Nope. You know, that's the wrong one. This is the one.
That's okay.
Yeah, they give our team confidence. There's no question. I mean, that's, you know, our team loves to play in front of these fans. Okay. I've been places where that's not necessarily the case. Okay. And so, you know, it's a home field advantage, and, you know, some people think they have a home field advantage and they don't. We all know that this is a home field advantage here because our players are excited about playing in atmospheres like this. And you know, I'm sure our opponent's going to be fired up about it too. But, you know, with crowd noise and, you know, just, you know, been in games like this where, you know, the crowd makes magical moments, you know, and so I can't tell you how fired up I am for it, you know, night game. And, you know, I've been here for a night game on the other sideline. You know, when I was at Texas Tech, we came up here twice. One of them was that night. I think it was in 2000 or 2001. And man, I remember that to this day. You know, so our guys are fired up for this week, and you know, a lot of them have mentioned to me just like this is why I'm here. You know, and you know, this is one reason why I'm here is for games like this. So we're fired up and ready to go.
Yeah. I do think Nebraska can have a home field advantage, especially at night. You have to have that. You have to mention the record, though. And this is not just, I just have the record under rule at home. It's 13-6. I'm sure Frost's record at home wasn't that good. What I'm suggesting is Memorial Stadium needs to be a better home field advantage. I think at night it does, like a lot of places, get better that way. But I wouldn't go, if I was a coach, I wouldn't go too far deep into the, we all know what an advantage it is at Memorial Stadium, because it hasn't been a huge advantage, frankly. But I do think this night it could be. Yeah, there's a lot of energy.
A lot of buzz.
Yeah, and Bill mentioned that critical part where they check. How would you say it, Bill? They check everything?
Well, that's some of the things you hear about. And they said, I've seen all of it. But, you know, a lot of times they said, we have a very quarterback could handle a lot of things. There's a lot. I mean, a lot of times there'd be like a two call system almost in the signal that came in and what they want to check to. And sometimes they'll do, I would imagine they're going to do some lookovers, which means they're going to line up quickly as if they're going tempo. Then they're going to stop and back off and do the signal from there. And so there's a lot to be able to do that. But if you're changing plays a lot, mm-hmm. that's when you have the chance for just a screw up. Mm-hmm. Also, you have a chance for a procedure penalty. The left tackle will jump because of the noise and the sound. So they will have worked on this. And also they're coming off a game, whatever, like the very last game is Notre Dame, right? Am I correct? Is there one in between there?
They were off last week.
Yep.
Yeah, I know they're bye week, but their last game was Notre Dame.
It was Notre Dame.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah, so they work crowd noise, you know, a lot during that week to play Notre Dame. They've worked it a lot this week. The thing that comes up that's not been talked about probably as much is coming off of a bye week. And Lincoln Riley is going to have, and defensively also, they'll have wrinkles that Nebraska hasn't, is not prepared, not necessarily prepared for, haven't seen USC do it. Mm-hmm. Pretty much everything, if they came out in wishbone, you'd be like, as a defensive coordinator, like going, I've seen this, I've defended the wishbone, I just didn't do that this week. Mm-hmm. And so there'll be some new tweaks of what's going on at certain times on certain plays, probably a gadget play, something that comes up in that area. But the bye week, that's a lot. And it gave him a chance to heal a little bit off that Notre Dame loss.
100. Now, another stat on the positive side, Rule at Nebraska is – Nebraska, I should say it this way, Nebraska under Rule is 6-1 when someone rushes for 100-plus yards. Now, why is that germane to this discussion? Because Nebraska has a pretty good running back in Emmett Johnson. So the question was –
Hey guys, it's Jake Sorensen. The holidays sneak up fast, but it's not too early to get your shopping done and actually have fun with it. Uncommon Goods makes holiday shopping stress-free and joyful with thousands of one-of-a-kind gifts you can't find anywhere else. Uncommon Goods has something for everyone, from moms and dads to kids and teens, from book lovers, history buffs, and diehard football fans to foodies, mixologists, and avid gardeners. You'll find thousands of new gift ideas that you won't find anywhere else. When you shop at Uncommon Goods, you're supporting artists and small, independent businesses. Many of their handcrafted products are made in small batches, so shop now before they sell out this holiday season. And with every purchase you make at Uncommon Goods, they give back $1 to a nonprofit partner of your choice. They've donated more than $3 million to date. So shop early, have fun, and cross some names off your list today. To get 15% off your next gift, go to uncommongoods.com/earlybreak. That's uncommongoods.com/earlybreak for 15% off. Don't miss out on this limited time offer. Uncommon Goods, we're all out of the ordinary.
Look, if you're still buying weed from some guy named Trevor in a parking lot, you're doing it wrong. Mood.com delivers legal THC products straight to your door. Gummies, vapes, flower, the good stuff. No sketchy DMs, no med card. Just add to cart, check out, and boom, it's at your doorstep. It's legal in all 50 states, thanks to the Farm Bill, and Mood's products actually work. Seriously, this isn't gas station garbage. It's small batch, lab-tested, real results. Go to Mood.com, use code FIRST20 for 20% off, and never run dry again. That's Mood.com. Go get lit, legally.
Basically, you try to possess the ball, try to run it a lot in this game.
Got it, hang on.
We try to do that every week. I want to be explosive. You know, I get that. That's fun. But you want to possess the football as much as you can. you know, they obviously are really good up, you know, offensively, and yeah, they're going to have their moments. They're going to have their shots. We know that. But you know, we want to control the ball. We want to, you know, keep their offense off as much as we can, obviously. But that's going back to, you know, just routine plays and converting third downs and scoring touchdowns in the red zone.
You have Holgorsen's comments about USC's defense.
I do.
Which isn't a highly rated defense, by the way. It is – hold on, Jake. Just give me a second. Mm-hmm. It's not very highly ranked. Let's see what he says.
Yeah, just unbelievable athletes. You know, they do a great job. You know, I've known Lincoln for a long time, you know, and, you know those defensive guys as well. So, you know, they're very well coached. They have very well, you know, they have 4 or 5-star guys out there. I mean, every one of their D linemen is 6'5", 275. Every one of them. Never seen that before, you know. But they got one big dude in there. You know, they're big up front. They're, you know, their linebackers are active. Their secondary does a good job. So it's going to be a huge challenge.
They're USC, 75th. 75th nationally in yards per carry allowed. They've been vulnerable against the run. they allow 4.13 yards per carry. You think you could run on them? I would think you could.
Emmett Johnson, fifth in the country in rushing yards.
Mm-hmm.
He had 20-plus carries against Northwestern last week.
Mm-hmm.
Holgorsen on that. Go ahead, Bill.
Was it 27? Yes. What it was last week? 27.
You got it. You nailed it.
Here's Holgorsen on that from yesterday.
I said it. You know, we can't keep doing that every week, but he gets stronger as the game goes on, you know. And so when you're in tight games like that, you need to win them. You know, you're going to go to your best players, you know. And so he's one of our best players, obviously. So he just keeps getting stronger, you know. And not all backs can do that. You know, some backs are going to get tapped out on about 12, 15 carries, and he's just not that guy, you know. I mean, he can do about anything that we ask him to do, and he's going to do whatever we ask him to do to help the team win.
This would be a good
game. Yeah.
This would be a good game. Okay, now Nebraska's 8 games in.
Yes, 6-2 is the record, yep.
This is a time in the schedule where it's not too crazy to think. This is where maybe you put it all together, right? Where you actually play well in all three phases.
Well, we've been waiting. I mean, Matt Rhule is 1-7 at Nebraska in the month of November.
In November.
Since 2019, Nebraska is 4-19.
Right. So
in the month of November.
So you're looking, I'd be interested in what Bill thinks of this. You're looking for a program now that shows growth. That's what you're looking for in year three. Signs of growth, always evidence of growth, signs of progress. One huge sign of progress would be to win in November. You know, win 2 games, 3 games in November, and actually see a team that's ascending. I mean, ascending. Good teams do get better. A lot of good teams get better. Ohio State's one for sure. That get better as the season goes on.
We told you Iowa's record in November the last 6 years, like 19-5.
Iowa 19-5, Nebraska 4-19.
Yeah.
And since 2019.
Right.
So that's not all on Rhule. I mean, that's going back to
Frost as well.
Yeah. So that's how about putting it all together? A game where you walk away saying, you know, they played well in all three phases, and that's probably how they won. It shouldn't be something that's out of the question, right?
No, it shouldn't be.
Right. I'd like to see it.
I just want to ask you, Sip, too, please, if you could do for the Breakers your Bill Callahan impression of what he told you about November games.
The games to remember, the games in November.
Was this at a podium or just individually to you? When did he tell you this?
He said it to the group.
Okay, the group. Okay.
Yeah.
Wasn't just a one-off with you.
No. He said it to the group. That's amazing you remembered that.
Oh, that's gold.
I can't forget that.
The game's
pretty much accurate, though. That's a phrase that's kind of across the country. That's a very common theme. But yes, it is so true. There's always bigger games later, but the November games. The one thing I really did enjoy about Holgorsen's interview, the best thing that I picked up from, because Urban Meyer, I think, was the best. People always talk about, you know, all games are the same, and they count that. They're not the same.
Mm-hmm.
They're not. Mm-hmm. There are certain games that you want to, if you have something to you as a player that you want to play in, you have certain games that you want to be part of, and they count the same, and your preparation is the same. You don't do anything different. It's not. I mean, we're going to practice way different this week, way more intense this week because of the game. No, that's not true. But the games are different. Like I said, there's a certain reasons you come to certain programs to play in certain games, and a lot of them are rivalry games. This one is not a rivalry game, but it is a game against a USC that is extremely intriguing. So I enjoy that when someone just says, you know what? They're all the same. You know, they're all the same. They're not the same.
Right.
And that if they are the same, then why are we talking about this incredible crowd atmosphere? Because we didn't once talk about an incredible crowd atmosphere that's going to take place versus Northwestern.
Not really. No, we didn't at all.
Nope.
Never came up. Nope. It's going to be nuts. It's going to be nuts inside that place. No.
No, we did not.
There's a difference. If you play in those games, it's pretty cool.
Right.
Yeah, and you're right. This is one of them. And Chattel, Tom, the Herald, pointed out this November is great that way. It's great for the logo. You know, the logo month.
Get some logos. You know, like I said, it doesn't match up as well with what you're hoping for the teams you were playing. You know, with where UCLA and Penn State are at as a team, because they're really struggling, but they still have a logo. That's for sure.
If I were
Jeez, Bill, I'm going to do it. If I were a coach.
Coach Sipple, what do you got?
I know what I would be thinking.
Can you do it as sixth grade Sipple?
Not quite. No.
I'd like that.
What are we going to do against Iowa, coach? what I'm suggesting is, if it would be in the back of my mind, I'd probably just keep it there, but I'd be thinking, we have to build towards this Iowa game. I watched that, they play those games on BTN. They play them back 60 minutes. I watched Iowa, Minnesota. Man, they were locked in on that game. My God, they're physical. That they are built. That I don't know. Am I wrong? Am I crazy? They just look incredibly physical to me. Like every play, they were locked in.
Mm-hmm.
You know where Iowa's gotten better defensively.
Mm-hmm.
Defensively, they're playing it much. When I was watching them against Iowa State and the Cy-Hawk or whatever,
yeah.
I was like, they're okay on defense. Not what they used to be. And they're playing much better on defense. And back to what you've seen in the past out of Iowa defensively. And they've gotten just slowly better. And they have some form of confidence on offense that they might score. It's like we might score. And so that's been a big
Even that Rutgers game, they have 28 points. Since that game, it looked a lot different defensively. They won the game by 10. They won 38-28, but they've looked a lot better since that game.
I want to give Rule credit because he has addressed this November thing, and he tells the guys, you're not training for September, you're training for November. So that's good. That's a good message. I think of guys like Emmett Johnson, whose game is getting better late in the season. He looks better. He looks stronger. And that's how you got to train. You train. I mean, I'll just say,
Coach Sipple.
Yeah,
here.
Coach Sipple.
Coach Sipple.
Thank you, Steve.
Urban Sipple. Training for November. Training for November. I'm serious, though. You got to train for November.
When we come back, it is time for Bill's Thrills next on Early Break on the Ticket.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.